欢迎各位听众回来收听我们今天星期四 Boxing Day 节礼日的专题热线节目，我是 Mandy 文许婷。在上一段的节目当中，如果有听的听众都很清楚，就是播出了 BC 保守党党领罗士德的年终专访的上半段。咁啱先咧，罗士德都有讲到咧，对于明年喺省议会当中嘅工作嘅一啲嘅优先事项啦，同埋会点样监督新民主党省府嘅。咁接落嚟咧，我哋咧系会同大家咧一一讨论到咧，罗士德咧对于 BC 省治安、毒品、医疗同埋咧佢党内嘅成员嘅一啲嘅分歧，佢系点样去协助调解嘅咧？咁大家咧都可以咧喺呢半个小时节目当中咧持续去收听嘅。喺治安方面咧，都想问一下党领罗士德啦。咁相信你都略有所闻啊。早前咧，温哥华市中心就有一间便利店发生严重嘅伤人案啊。咁就有一名疑犯咧持大刀咧系走入嗰间便利店咧，系威胁两名店员。咁呢两名店员当时都好惊啦，咁随即就已经同呢名疑犯讲你想攞咩就随便攞走啦。咁但系咧疑犯就突然间咧就情绪激动，刺伤咗呢两名嘅店员。咁最后咧即系警方赶到现场之后咧，就将呢一名疑犯击毙啦。咁至于案件涉唔涉及呢个精神健康问题呢，其实依家呢係仍在调查当中啦。见到呢啲街头嘅暴力案件呢真係屡见不鲜啦。特别温哥华市中心呢亦都成日发生嘅。咁有学者同专家都表示呢，省府要采取行动去改革呢个公共安全政策。咁你点样睇呢个问题呢？BC 省系可以采取啲咩措施去改善呢啲情况，或者系解决呢？
Once again, David Eby is looking at the federal government when we need to do things in British Columbia. Yes, we need bail reform. We need guaranteed minimum sentencing, which David Eby refuses to call for. These are things that we need done federally. But provincially, we need to clean up our court system. It needs to be far more efficient. We need to be able to take cases through much faster.We need to hire additional judges. We need to hire additional people in Crown Prosecution so that we can move cases forward. We have to create a streamlined process for these prolific offenders to get them off the streets and get them in jails. These people who 20% of these criminals are committing 80% of the crime, let's get them off our streets. And where we have these violent offenders, these violent prolific offenders, if the court system will not get them off our streets,Let's strengthen the Mental Health Act. Let's use that as a tool for when somebody's at risk of harming themselves or others, they can be held and treated and not released until they're no longer a risk. We need to strengthen these types of tools and get these people off our streets and make sure that families can once again feel safe going downtown and walking around.
罗士德表示咧，当呢一啲问题出现嘅时候咧，省长韦大卫就一直讲到咧要同联邦政府合作。罗士德话咧，虽然有一啲嘅措施咧，好似保释制度改革咧，系需要联邦政府去采取行动啦。BC 省咧，亦都需要去改革法院嘅系统，咁令到咧法院处理案件咧更加有效率啊，亦都咧要请多一啲嘅法官同埋检控官。同时咧，简化针对惯犯嘅司法程序啊，确保惯犯咧尽快入狱啊，唔好再出现咧喺街头当中犯罪啊。咁因为咧两成嘅罪犯咧合共咧就犯下八成嘅罪案，咁当中咧好多都系惯犯嚟嘅。咁呢啲惯犯咧，经常咧系即系拉咗之后好快又放啦。咁如果呢个系统唔改革嘅话咧，就需要咧去修订精神健康法啦。对一啲有精神健康嘅问题嘅罪犯咧，去进行治疗，直到佢哋康复咧，并且系对公众咧唔存在威胁为止啊，确保民众同家庭咧喺前往温哥华市中心嘅时候咧系感到安全啊。党领啊，我哋经常都讲到治安嘅问题啦，其实治安咧同精神健康问题咧，亦都系息息相关啦。咁有好多嘅即系街头暴力，可能唔单止系即系一啲嘅惯犯，可能咧亦都系精神健康上面咧出现一啲问题嘅一啲嘅人士咧，咁佢哋就 會在街道上面去犯案啦。咁而且根據加拿大統計局個數據咧，如果講到2023年 ，BC 省咧每10萬人當中咧就有40.3人係死於有毒藥物供應，咁啊幾乎咧係所有省份中係領先啦。好明顯啦，毒品問題仍然係威脅住我哋 BC 省嘅公共嘅衞生問題啦，同埋咧亦都係即係同治安咧係離不開啦。你覺得咧喺有毒藥物供應又或者係毒品問題上面咧，省府有啲乜嘢係可以採取行動，有啲乜嘢係可以做嘅咧
？When it comes to the toxic drug supply in British Columbia, you know, securing our borders is obviously going to be an important piece to stop some of the flow of these drugs into British Columbia. Getting rid of decriminalization, it's been an utter failure. It's an important piece of what we need to do in British Columbia to make things better.We need to strengthen the fact that you know we have very few rehabilitation in terms of getting people treated and into rehabilitation that are getting into a longer term treatment for people who are addicted. These are things that we need to do. There hasn't been that focus in BC. Matter of fact, we've seen a reduction in things like detox beds.But more importantly, a big chunk of our services needs to be focused on abstinence-based, stopping with the continual just giving people drugs and keeping them high. We need to get people into the treatment and actually break the cycle of drugs and give them a chance to be able to recover and lead productive lives in British Columbia.
罗斯德就话咧，如果讲到有毒药物供应呢一个问题咧，刚才提到改革港口治安咧，就系好重要嘅措施啦。要加强喺港口一啲嘅治安啦，同埋监管啦，可以阻断毒品咧系经呢啲港口咧系流入本国同埋 BC 省啦。另外咧，亦都系需要加强咧精神健康同埋癖瘾治疗啦。因为咧，依家 BC 省相关嗰啲康复床位咧数量仍然系唔足够嘅，而且更重要嘅系咧，省府咧唔好再提供咧所谓嘅安全药物供应计划啦，只咧向呢一啲嘅成瘾人士咧去派发呢啲嘅即系可替代嘅即系较为安全嘅药物咧，系无助解决问题嘅。应该咧系要为呢啲人士专注治疗同埋戒毒，俾佢哋重回正常生活咧，先至系咧解决呢个问题嘅根本。罗士德咧亦喺刚才嘅一个问答当中咧，再次强调咧，必须要取消咧少量毒品非刑事化嘅政策。咁啱先咧，罗士德就讲完咧，对于咧治安同埋毒品方面嘅问题咧，佢嘅见解啦，同埋咧，要点样先至可以解决到问题啦。咁啊，依家咧，我哋嚟讲下即系医疗方面啦。咁啊，因应咧，即系话早前有一件事咧，就讲到我哋 BC 省嗰个医疗服务计划 MSP， 就话有一啲嘅即系新移民嚟到咧。佢哋咧系需要等待呢一个 MSP 嘅一段比较长嘅时间啦，系有3个月啦，先至咧系有医疗保障。咁如果呢啲新移民咧突然间嚟到BC 省嘅时候，佢哋有一啲突发嘅情况，需要去到医疗设施去睇急症嘅时候咧，冇 MSP 嘅情况下咧，如果要俾即系睇病嘅费用咧，就非常之高昂嘅。令到新移民佢哋咧就好难去负担呢一啲嘅费用啦，咁有急病嘅时候咧又冇可能等待3个月咁长噶嘛，咁所以咧之前 BC 省新任卫生厅长奥祖儿咧 Josie Osborne 咧，佢就表示咧卫生厅办公室咧系会查看撤销医疗服务计划 MSP 嘅资格等待期嘅可能性。咁而目前咧，即系全国咧就只有2个省份要求新居民要等3个月咧，先至可以获得医疗豁免。咁BC 省咧就系其中一个。咁罗士德，你同唔同意免除呢一个等待期咧，合唔合理咧
？Our healthcare system in British Columbia is in a crisis. We need a dramatic change. We have one of the second most expensive healthcare system in the developed world.And yet at the same time, we have some of the worst outcomes of any of the developed countries. The system does not work. It needs to change. part of that change is also how you make sure that you can provide care for new immigrants, for people coming into this province. What I'm concerned about is that we end up with an abuse and we end up with people in this province having to go and wait longer to be able to receive the services that they need in this province. And so there's big changes we needed. We got to make sure that we're compassionate and being able to provide services. But at the same time, for example, if somebody goes on a holiday and they're 6 months plus a day away from British Columbia, they have to come back and they have to wait 3 months before they can qualify again for an MSP. And yet we're saying that new immigrants to the province should be able to immediately jump the queue and become eligible for healthcare services. So we have to make sure we protect the services we have, but most importantly, we need to be advocating for the real change that's needed in British Columbia, not this tinkering around the edges.
罗士德表示，目前 BC 省的医疗系统正在处于危机， BC 省的医疗费用对比其他司法管辖区亦都要昂贵，医疗系统是需要改革的，但是亦都意味着我们的医疗系统是要满足新移民所需的医疗服务的。不过罗士德就担心，如果完全撤销 MSP 的等待期，会令到本身已经在度的一啲嘅居民咧，佢哋睇病嘅轮候时间更长啦，冇办法咧系及时获得医疗服务嘅。咁佢举例咧，即系本地嘅居民咧，当佢哋出国度假咧，离开 BC 省嘅时间咧，即系有六个月零一日咁长嘅时候咧，佢哋返回 BC 省后咧，亦都系要等三个月咧，先至能够重新获得 MSP 计划保障嘅。咁佢话咧，实际上咧，这个问题来讲就是医疗系统是需要真正的改革，为所有人是提供到所需的服务，不单止只是 MSP 的问题。在医疗服务方面， BC 省仍有很多工作要做。讲完治安、毒品和医疗方面的问题，我们现在想跟党领你就谈一下保守党党内的事情了。最近有13名的保守党省议员就联署公开信，就不满另一名保守党省议员施爱玲 Eleanor Sturkle 早前他批评前温哥华警务委员会成员 Comfort Sakoma Faduba 有关宗教和教育的社关贴文评论。这13名的保守党省议员就觉得这个 Sakoma Faduba 这些言论是没问题，就认为咧，施爱玲咧系要向 Sakoma Faduba 去道歉啦。同埋咧，我哋都知道施爱玲咧呢位保守党省议员咧，实际上喺省选之前咧，佢系联合党嘅成员嚟嘅。咁佢系即系见到联合党嗰个劣势咧，先至咧系跳船咧，系嚟到保守党，再代表保守党去参加呢个省选。咁当然啦，联合党同保守党之间嗰个价值观咧，咁啊肯定系有一啲嘅不同嘅。咁系咪可以显示到咧？即系依家保守党党内咧，对于价值观呢一啲即系分歧咧？你会点样睇呢个问题？同埋呢件事系依家系点样得到解决咧
？What I have said to all of our colleagues is, we actually have to protect, you know, freedom of speech and the ability for MLAs to be able to speak up on their issues. And part of that is, you know, knowing when, you know, issues go beyond, you know, what our mandates are as MLAs, but also making sure that people can stand up and fight for their ridings. But as all of us, I can tell you, all of our caucus members agree that the damage that's being done in BC is unacceptable. We need to change our healthcare. We need to make things more affordable. We need to get these drugs off our street and bring an end to this crime. These are all things that, you know, we solidly agree on and work on. And so as a new caucus, with 36 new people, the largest conservative caucus in BC's history, the largest opposition, newly elected opposition caucus in BC's history in terms of new members that have been elected. We are, like I say, we have changed, you know, what conservative values are, and not so much values, but how you define conservatism in this province and country. There's lots that we can be proud of and stuff, but as a new group, of course, we are going to have our differences. We are going to find our ways, especially for our new MLAs, and that's to be expected. So families have disputes, but at the end of the day, we are united in one major task, which is to make sure that we are fighting every day to improve lives for the people in British Columbia.
罗士德就话咧，佢已经同所有嘅保守党成员咧系表达咗保障言论自由嘅重要性啦。咁啊，包括咧系有省议员咧可以谈到呢件事啦，同时咧系要确保成员有权就事情咧去发表意见。咁保守党党团所有嘅成员咧都认为咧，依家 B.C. 省已经形成嘅各样破坏咧系不可接受。所以咧，需要解決醫療系統啦，讓到生活更具可負擔性啦，解決有毒藥物危機啦，改善治安啦，呢個一直以嚟咧都係保守黨所有成員咧希望努力做到嘅事。咁保守黨黨團咧，依家係 BC 保守黨歷史上規模最大啦，同時咧亦都有一啲新嘅成員咧係當選進入省議會。羅士德承認咧，每位成員喺唔同嘅事情上咧係都有唔同嘅意見嘅，但係咧保守黨咧始終咧係團結一致，專注去改善省民嘅生活。咁黨領咧，你會唔會要求咧施愛玲道歉咧？
I've visited with Comfort Sukoma. I've had a talk to her. She's a really intelligent, well-educated individual who shared some opinion that, in my opinion, from what I saw.Wasn't necessarily a firing offense in terms of what she did. However, Eleanor is entitled to her opinion just like anybody else is, and I support and protect her right to have that opinion, despite the fact that I may disagree with it. But it is a right, and that's the issue. If you're going to be protecting freedom of speech, not hate speech, but if you're going to be protecting freedom of speech, that means you may have to stand up and support things that you may not agree with. And I think it's important that we have...the ability for MLAs to be able to speak up, even though they may disagree. The other caucuses, like, for example, the NDP caucus, they whip all their members. They're not allowed to say anything that isn't come from their central control.
罗士德说呢，他已经是跟 Comfort Sukoma Fuduba 是讨论过有关情况。指 Sukoma Fuduba 是一名优秀的人，他也都分享了一些意见的。咁啊，雖然施愛玲嘅言論咧，羅士德佢本人唔一定同意，但係施愛玲亦都有權就不同嘅事件咧去發表意見，呢個咧亦都係佢嘅權利嚟噶。啊，黨領啊，依家嚟到我哋即係專訪嘅最後一個問題啦。喺省選競選期間咧，我都仲記得當時咧有部分嘅保守黨候選人咧係發表咗一啲不當嘅種族言論啦，當時咧有引起一啲少數族裔啦同埋原住民反感嘅。咁啊，請問黨領你最近咧有冇採取一啲措施去解決呢個情況咧
？During the election campaign, there were a number of things that came out, but what I can say is this: as the Conservative MLAs elected in this province.Many of them elected with the highest majority vote that anybody has ever received in their ridings. They've got a strong mandate to be here and to fight for the things that are important and to do the job as an MLA. And that's what I expect all of our MLAs to do.
罗士德亦都承认咧，省选期间咧系发生咗好多嘅事嘅。罗士德就话咧，当选为省议员嘅保守党成员当中咧，好多人咧都系高票当选，佢哋好有冲劲咧为所属选区嘅省民服务同埋发声嘅。佢期望咧所有保守党嘅议员咧努力工作。嚟到我哋年终专访嘅尾声啦，咁啊，琴日咧就系圣诞啦，咁啊，新年咧亦都即将来临啦。咁啊，党领可唔可以为我哋加拿大中文电台嘅听众咧送上几句祝福咧
？You know, thank you so much for the opportunity for an interview here and this. What I'd like to wish for everybody is that they enjoy this holiday season, that they take time with family, they make sure that they're safe, look in on family and friends, and just have that opportunity to enjoy that time together. It's a great privilege to be able to serve in the province of British Columbia, to serve the people.And I just want to wish everybody, a happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and certainly a Happy New Year. And I look forward to participating in the New Year's events here come January in Richmond.
BC 保守党党领罗士德咧 就祝愿呢我哋嘅听众呢可以呢喺呢个假期当中呢同家人啦朋友啦一起度过呢安全嘅一个假期啦，同埋呢享受呢呢一啲嘅聚会嘅时间啦。咁佢亦都话呢对于能够为省民服务呢係感到好自豪，同埋期待呢接落嚟一月份呢到列治文呢係参与新年嘅活动嘅。相信咧，通过今日嘅年终专访咧，大家咧又更加了解到 BC 保守党党领罗士德咧对未来一年工作嘅一个愿景啦，同埋佢嘅一啲嘅计划啦。咁啊，今日嘅节目时间咧亦都系差唔多啦，好多谢咧我哋各位听众去收听嘅。咁我亦都祝大家咧系假期愉快啦。咁啊，如果今日咧有计划咧出街购物咧，就希望大家都买到一啲好实惠啊，自己心仪嘅一啲嘅物品啦。咁啊，同埋咧亦都预祝大家咧系新年快乐噶。咁我哋今日嘅节目时间嚟到呢度啦，我哋咧明天再会，拜拜。